Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to GHCL 2QFY22 results conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Rohit Nagraj from MK Global. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Mavita, and good evening, everyone. Hope all are in good health. I would like to welcome the GHCL management team and thank them for providing us this opportunity to host the Q2 con call. We have with us today the senior management team represented by Mr. R.S. Jalan, Managing Director, and Mr. Raman Chopra, CFO and Executive Director of Finance, and the entire team. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rohit. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to GHCL Quarter 2 earnings call. Our results and analyst presentation have been uploaded on stock exchanges as well as the company website. We have demonstrated a solid performance after swiftly navigating through the second wave of COVID-19 pandemic. This performance was well supported by steep economic recovery across the country and validated by further uptick in the demand cycle and positive pricing scenario. In addition, improved vaccination coverage and a growing sense of normalcy have also led to the enhanced consumption. Global demand of soda ash has recovered, and the industry has almost reached the pre-COVID level. Due to strong focus on renewable energy, solar glass is now emerging as a new segment for future. There are a few supply side restrictions, such as lower production in China and supply chain disruption on account of availability of containers and high freight cost. This has resulted in tightness in the soda ash market. Indian market has also reflected this global demand supply dynamics and has resulted in a lower imports. With rising in the energy and raw material prices, global soda ash prices has gone up. We have been able to pass on the impact of increased cost to the consumers. We expect the positive trend for soda ash business to continue through 2022. In the textile business, our outlook is good due to strong demand and China plus market sentiments. Arrival of fresh cotton has started in a small quantity and prices are much higher as compared to last year. We expect that going forward, margin will taper down with the arrival of fresh cotton crop and industry's inability to pass the increased cost to the ultimate consumers. The process of demerger is on track. Our second motion petition was heard on 23rd of August 2021, in which order of admission of petition has been passed by the Honorable NCLT. The next date of hearing is fixed as 23rd November 2021. We remain on track to further cement our leadership position in inorganic chemical through modular expansion and debottlenecking. That said, our focus on product basket expansion remains unabated. Going forward, we are confident of generating strong cash flow with a healthy balance sheet while delivering sustained earning performance. I would now request Raman to share the financial performance.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you in GSCL's earning conference call. I will share the financial highlights for the quarter and half year ended September 30, 2021, and also discuss the segmental performance. Revenue for Q2 FY22 came in at rupees 987 crore as compared to 779 crore in the corresponding period of last year. This represents year-on-year growth of 27%. For half one, revenue increased by 51% year-on-year to rupees 1842 crore versus 1222 crore last year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 201 crore, which is an increase of 24% from rupees 162 crore during Q2 of last year. This represents an EBITDA margin of 20.4% for the current quarter as compared to 20.8% in last year. Softness in margin is due to lower realization of soda ash. For the half year, EBITDA came in at 390 crore as compared to 247 crore, thus representing a growth of 58%. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 109 crore versus 78 crore in last year. For half one FY22, PAT more than doubled to 211 crore compared to 95 crore in the corresponding half year of the last year. I will now share the segmental results. In the inorganic chemical segment, we have reported a revenue of 572 crore for the quarter, which is 19% higher from 482 crore in corresponding quarter of last year. This increase in revenue is on account of improved demand from end user segments, resulting in volume pickup of around 12% and also improved realization. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 106 crore as compared to 119 crore in the same quarter of previous year. As a result, margin dropped to 19% from 25% due to significant increase in energy cost and raw material prices. We have been able to pass the impact of these cost increases to customers through increase in prices, the impact of which will be seen in the coming quarters. The performance of our textile segment has been very robust. Revenue for the quarter stood at 415 crore, which is an increase of 40% compared to 297 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year. The revenue growth is on account of strong demand and better pricing scenario. EBITDA for quarter 2 came in at 96 crore, which is substantial increase from 44 crore in the same quarter of previous year. This translates into a EBITDA margin of 23% for quarter versus 15% last year. This robust performance is across entire home textile and spinning business. For the half year, we generated a cash profit of 300 crores. We have been able to manage our leverage very well and our net debt stood at 4697 crores. This represents a net debt equity of 0.26. With this, I conclude my comments and now I request the moderator to open the forum for question and answers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and 1 in the telephone keypad and wait for the turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. So our first question from Resham Jain from DSP Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So I have a couple of questions. So first is on the soda ash prices, which has been consistently going up. Are you, and it seems that the current demand is much better than what we have seen, let's say, in FY 1920 as well. Given this context and at the same time cost also is going up, are you able to improve your overall EBITDA per ton, which has come down in the last 2 years, 18 months? Are you able to recoup to past level?
Yeah, Rishamji, first question of yours. In terms of the overall demand, we are definitely seeing globally the demands are very robust. Whereas on the supply side, there is a restriction on the supply. So overall, there is a tightness, significant tightness, if I can say so, significant tightness at this point of a time in the overall demand supply situation. And because of that, there is a significant price increase which has happened. Even in the month of October itself, a significant increase has been done globally, and that all India also. In terms of the margin pattern, definitely you will see from fourth quarter onwards, because you know there are some contracts which are on an annual basis, you will see the improvement in the pattern of soda ash margin significantly going up from fourth quarter onwards, and 22 is going to be much better than what you have seen in this year.
Okay. So currently the price hikes, whatever we are taking, is just compensating for the increase in the coal prices and the salt prices. Is that a fair understanding, at least in the near term?
Not. I would say that the increase which we have taken will improve the margin going forward. Means, like I said, in terms if you look at all the price increase which we have taken, when that gets fully implemented, you will find that the margin expansion will take place, and that will happen from January onwards.
Okay, that's good, sir. And sir, my second question is on textiles. Given that the current cotton prices are significantly high at around 64,000-65,000 levels, what is your strategy going to be this year? And are you also carrying some of the old cotton inventory in quarter three as well? So those are the two questions on the textile side.
See, Vishamji, in terms of the textile, like I said, a few things. One, our strategy in terms of the cotton coverage will be not as aggressive as it has been in the past. We will be, because of, the cotton prices are significantly higher, and therefore we will be slightly more conservative on our coverage, of the cotton coverage. In terms of some of the fiber which we are importing from US or from the Egypt, that coverage we have been able to do at a much cheaper cost, and that we have covered for a significant period of the time, and that will definitely give some advantage in the next few quarters. Overall, like I said in my opening remark also, yarn prices are also on the firm side. However, some margin drop in overall on the spinning on the textile business you will be able to see across the industry. Because the gap or the advantage which the industry has got at a lower price cotton coverage, now that will not be there. And maybe third quarter and more significantly from the fourth quarter, some margin drop will happen.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you.
However, the volume, recently, volume will be very robust. So maybe to some extent the people will be able to compensate that loss of the margin by better volume.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So our next question from Mr. Ritesh Gandhi from Discovery Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. So just had a couple of questions. So how much of a price increase have we taken in Q2? And of that, effectively, how much has actually reflected in Q2? And how much of that will like reflect in Q3? And how much of a price hike have we taken in Q3? And how much will reflect in Q3? And how much in Q4 because of the longer term contracts? And in lieu of that, how much per ton has our kind of costs also gone up? So we can get some sense on how margins will look going ahead.
Ritesh, if I can give you in terms of the percentage, whatever the price increase which we have taken in the month of in the last quarter in Q2, 50% only the benefit we got in that quarter.
Wow. Okay.
And obviously, that balance 50% out of that balance 50%, we will be getting that advantage in this quarter. In the quarter three, which is currently running in the month of October, we have taken the price increase. Out of that, again, approximately around 50% will get generated in this quarter, and the balance 50% will get generated into the fourth quarter. So overall, I would say that at this point of a time, the full benefit of the price increase which we have taken, the full benefit will be in the fourth quarter. And you will see significant improvement in the margin per ton in the fourth quarter. Maybe this will come back to the original level of 19-20. That kind of a level you will be able to see in the fourth quarter.
Good. But again, just to understand broadly, because I mean, what I understand is about 3,000 rupee price hike was taken in Q2. Another 4,000 rupee hike has already happened in October, you know. And obviously, you know, from what some of your competitors were speaking about on their call was that, you know, similarly only 50% of the implication has been there and that RM has been up at about 1,800 rupees. So actually, from what we are reading is that at least even from Q3 onwards, we should see a reasonable amount of actually uptick. And Q4, given it will have the implications of the 4,000 crores and the 3,000 crores, should actually lead to north of, I mean, really, like 23 to 24%, maybe even higher profit margin.
No, you're rightly, you're saying that in terms of the overall, of course, the numbers, specific numbers at this point of time will be difficult. But I can only tell you that the margin, significant margin expansion will happen from the fourth quarter. And I've given an indication that 19-20, the kind of margin we will be able to achieve that. And based on that, maybe 20, fourth quarter as well as 22, because the way we are looking at the outlook for 22, we are seeing a very bullish outlook of soda ash in the 22 across the globe. Because on one side, there is a lot of supply restriction. In China, there is a lot of plants, 1.3 million tons of the plant has got stopped. China will become, instead of an exporter, net exporter, China will become a net importer. And that will create a kind of a huge opportunity for the soda ash producers to come to a normal profitability which has not been there for last 2 years. And second,
clarification, when you said in 1920, you are talking about like levels of profitability in the year 1920, or you're talking about 20% EBITDA? EBITDA margin?
See, 20% EBITDA margin, probably you're talking about, I'm talking about the per ton margin. Per ton margin will definitely be much, will be closer to the 1920 number.
Which is 30% odd EBITDA margins on soda, 29-30%.
No, what I'm trying to tell you is the per ton margin. I'm not talking about the percentage.
Per ton margin. Okay.
Per ton.
Okay.
So, one thing I just want to clarify here is, as you know, there is a lot of volatility in the overall commodity space. And therefore, this, what we are talking right now, is based on our current understanding of the entire commodity space volatility.
Got it. Understood. Sir, and the tightness in soda, is there a linkage in your view between the price of soda ash and your commodity, which is why the price is being pushed up? Or, you know, you'd expect high prices even if, let's say, commodity prices of stomach, coal, etc. correct, would soda ash prices still remain robust in your view?
No, soda ash prices will remain robust in spite of that, whatever the happens in the commodity space. Because, like I said, overall demand-supply situation itself, there is a kind of a mismatch. Demand is more than the supply, and that is primarily because of China, number one. Number two, there is a new opportunity of a solar glass. There is a huge requirement of solar glass even in India, which is likely to happen, as well as in China and other parts of the world.
Okay, wow. All right, great. Thank you. So, and a last question on the textile side. Where do we see things going forward? Do we potentially see a similar level of EBITDA, or is it sort of...
I said, overall EBITDA percentage will go down. Primarily because of the input-output ratio which was there in the last two quarters had a benefit of a lower cost of cotton versus the selling price, which probably will be gap will come down. And because of that, the margin definitely will be lower, but it should be a healthy margin, should be still maintained. Because overall textile, I see a China plus an overall demand of the product remains, and therefore the volume may go up, number one. On the other side, as you all know, that some expansion is also happening in our business. So keeping everything into account, I would say that margin percentage will go down, but overall margin, overall the profitability will be good.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you, sir. The next question from Mr. Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question, sir. So some of my questions are already asked. So just could you give us a breakup or some clarity on what was the volume mix or sales mix for the industry for soda ash in this quarter versus last year or?
No, Rohit, in terms of the, you're talking about the consuming industry, how the percentage has been?
Yeah.
Or No, as you know that...
Yeah,
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, so go ahead, sir. I mean, that end user industry mix, how we have growth in, I mean, overall sales we have seen in the end user industry.
See, Rohit, in terms of the growth, I would say that glass industry is doing very well, and there is a big improvement into the glass industry. Even I would flat glass, even in the bottle glass also, there is a significant improvement. However, in the detergent segment, there was, because of the rainy season, which is a normal part of it, some part of the country has been kind of a badly impacted because of the flood and other things. The detergent industry was slightly on the lower side, but now after this rainy season, the demand will also pick up in that area. So overall, I would say that demand growth is across the segment.
Okay. And as you have mentioned that on this solar glass panel segment, so we are seeing some good opportunity. So any thought on how big it could be for us and overall industry?
I can just give you one number, which is more of a global number, because ultimately the soda ash scenario will entirely depend on the global scenario. Okay. In global scenario today, the soda ash consumption as a percentage of the solar is only 1%. That means 70 million is the total. Okay. 7 lakh tons of the soda ash is being consumed in the solar industry glass panel at this point of a time. Next 2 years, that will become 3%. That means there is a 1.4 million tons of the extra demand will be required only for the increment. That 1.4 million is a very significant number. Like I said, on one side, China is reducing their production. China is becoming a net importer of the soda ash, whereas no new capacity has been coming in last 2 years. And as you know, that's not 1 or 2 years. It is not, cannot be ramped up in two. So therefore, overall, I would say that demand and the supply mismatch should at least continue for 2 years going forward. And that will create a soda price firm for at least for 22 and 23. That is what, at this point of time, our judgment says.
Okay. Okay. And lastly, on the, demerger thing, I mean, how we are placed and when we are basically expecting anything final outcome?
23rd of November 2021, the final hearing is before the Honorable NCLT, we should expect some order from the NCLT. And after that, the process of filing of the to the registrar and all those things will happen.
So earlier we were like by March or April it would be possible. So are we on track or maybe it can extend further also?
We are on track.
Okay. That is from my side. Thank you. And happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali to you.
Thank you, sir. The next question from Shanti Patel from Shanti Patel Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, as far as soda ash division is concerned, what is the capacity utilization by our company?
In this quarter, we had 95% plus, okay, which is the highest capacity utilization, you can say. We are fully utilizing our ash.
Correct. And where we stand as far as the industry is concerned, I mean, you know, number one, number two, number three in the capacity, installed capacity is concerned.
See, this quarter, I don't know what is the capacity utilization of the various competitions because we don't have that data. But overall, if you look at the global basis, the capacity utilization across the globe is around 80%, 80 to 83%.
Okay, what is the market share in Indian market?
In Indian market, we have approximately around 25% market share. and then we, our competition has the balance, and the import is also around 23 to 25%. The balance 50% goes to the competition.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question from Mr. Tejas Shah from Unique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, the soda ash prices, I think, has gone up from 2,000 to 3,600. Now that's nearly double the cost. Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah. So, how much we are able to increase the price, and does it happen on a spot basis? Like, you have annual contract, but that would be how much will be the ratio that you are contracted for annually or a 3 monthly, and how much spot do you sell?
See, basically, overall the price increase which has happened in last, I would say, 4 or 5 months is approximately is roughly around 30% or more than 30%, roughly around 35% on one side. On terms of the your specific question on the contracted volume, this contracted volume, normally around 30 to 40% of the volume is on the contracted basis, and there are various segments. Some are annual, some are 6 monthly, and some are quarterly as well.
Okay, so 60% will be on the spot?
Yeah, 50% to 60% is on the spot.
Okay, and now since the international the prices have gone up so much, are we still looking at price hikes, or the competition does not allow you to increase the price?
See, it depends on the overall market scenario. At this point of the time, we have already taken the increase what we could visualize, and of course, how does the market shape up in the going forward? We will evaluate based on that, and depending upon the opportunity.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. So the next question from Mr. Jatin K. from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. Sir, you are saying that since we have some contract for long term, our price increase hasn't been that good as compared to spot. So going forward in FY next year, say next year at 22, if let's say soda prices fall, then we will get the benefit, this benefit?
Yes, definitely when you have a contracted price, obviously that price will remain valid till the contract period.
Okay, sir. And sir, you're saying from Q4 we'll have better margins for soda ash. Would you like to quantify what kind of margins can we get?
No, at this point of the time, difficult to quantify. Like I said, volatility in the raw material prices and things like that. Like I said, overall, it will be much better as compared to what you are seeing right now.
Sure, sir. And sir, on cotton side, the yarn side of the business, as in higher cotton prices, how much will that be hurting us going forward? Any quantifications for that possible, please?
Again, quantification, Jatinji, will be difficult at this point of a time, because at this point of a time, very small parcel of cotton, new cotton has started coming in. 15 days back, the prices of the cotton was 59,000 rupees per candy. Now it is 65,000 rupees. And how does this shape? Maybe in the month of December, the cotton prices can fall also. And but like I said, guidance is more on margin. Definitely will be lower than what you have been achieving in the last two quarters. Margin pressure will be there, but volume will be better. Overall demand will be better.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. So our next question from Ms. Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead, sir.
Namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if I could just sum it up of what the conversation have been, the EBITDA margin in soda ash for this quarter has hit a bottom of 18.5%. And here onwards, with the price revision which we have taken place, this inflationary impact will get mitigated. and we will be returning to the higher margin bracket from the fourth quarter onwards. Is this understanding correct, sir?
Yes, Sakeji, this understanding is correct.
Okay. And sir, you have in the presentation it has been mentioned that we are exploring some new product addition, sir. If what are we trying to express there, sir? And when can we see this new product addition happening, sir? What is the work done?
If you remember our last conversation, even on the last quarter call also, I have said few things. We are evaluating various opportunities. And a lot of experts has been engaged, some outside experts has also been engaged. We are waiting for those reports to come in, and we want to have a deliberate, detailed deliberation on that. And I've said very clearly our philosophy is we don't want to rush any investment in any of the segment till we are fully convinced that yes, this is the journey which we want to pursue for a longer period of time. And just for the sake of entering into the new field, we don't want to go for that. We will evaluate those opportunity where we can become a larger player. We don't want to be in a smaller bracket of that segment, where the volume growth or the build-up of the revenue could be possible, where the return on capital is respectable, and also that has a future of that business. So a lot of opportunities in the bulk chemical, a lot of opportunities in the specialty chemical we are exploring. And surely, once we finalize that, we will definitely be happy to share those details with all our investors.
Right, sir. Sir, in the home textile part for this quarter, are these numbers totally on the operational front? The PBT numbers of 83 crores or any other income component is also there?
No, there is no exceptional income. This is 100% operational income.
Okay, and as being articulated by you, these are sustainable over the next two quarters before the higher raw material prices kicks in going forward.
No, I have not said that, Sakeji. What I have said is now, since you know that the crop starts from October, the new start purchase has started happening. You will see the tapering down of the margin in the textile business going forward. Some impact will be there in the third quarter and some impact will be there in the fourth quarter as well.
Okay. Because sir, you used the word that some coverage from US on the fiber, I missed that part. That is there for you for the longer term. Yeah.
No, that cotton is only certain percentage of the total product basket. To that extent, some advantage will be there.
But that means these are the peak margins for the home textile segment. This is what, because you have always been guiding for a sustainable margins, and these margins are on the home textile segment are not sustainable.
I have always said that in the past, also last 7 years, I am maintaining on margins textile business has to be a respectable number. Peaks and valley will be coming in. And so therefore, longer term margin, which we have already guided in a many times in the last 7 years, we should expect those kind of a margin. Yes, what we should be looking at is what is the growth which is happening. That is number one. Second, like we are focusing on high value added product in our business. We are focusing on high value added segment. We are looking at how can we increase our gap or input output, I call it, per ring frame or per dollar which we sell. So those are the area, and we have to a great extent we have been successful in that also. Those kind of a margin expansion will continue and will sustain. So that journey will continue, volume growth journey will continue. However, margin will definitely be, percentage margin will definitely be more sustainable on a longer term basis, on a reasonable basis.
Sir, in the presentation, I just concluded two points. In the presentation, it also mentioned that we are augmenting backward integration of raw material for cost control activities. I think the last quarter you spoke about the salt contract also being delayed as we were expecting lower prices going forward. So what is our total percentage, kitna percent captive, and how have salt prices behaved, sir?
At this point of a time, when we say that augmentation of the resources, we are talking about more on a long-term investment into these areas so that for a longer period of time, we have a control on the raw material. Because as you know, in the soda ash business, the control on the raw material is very, very important. So that's one. Of course, at this point of a time, few discussions are happening where we are looking at an opportunity. Same thing applies for the limestone. So both these opportunities are being pursued from our side. Now when it comes to the salt prices, at this point of a time, too early to say that because the new crop has not yet started up till now. By end of November, we will get a clear picture of the how the salt season is going to be. And based on that, the pricing for the next year will get determined.
Right, sir. And sir, lastly, sir, we have seen this talk about this some M&A activity globally, whether it is from a Turkish firm or even the Tata US capacity coming or being on block. So, sir, what is your understanding of the M&A activity and anything that is going up and anything that may conclude going forward that would lead to some re-rating or some revaluation of the existing listed players going forward? Any benchmarking that we can expect, or it is different altogether?
At this point of a time, we are not pursuing any activity on the chemical side to pursue, which is outside India, because that we don't see at this point of a time is our focus area. Definitely, we are looking at because the demand growth is primarily in India. So our focus, and as you know, that the supply chain cost is a very, very significant portion of the total cost of chemical or soda ash. Keeping that into mind, our focus is entirely on building the infrastructure or building the capacity within India itself so that we have a longer-term advantage in terms of supplying to the growth market, which is India.
Correct, sir. Sir, on the...
Yes,
ma'am, I'll come in the queue. I have taken my sufficient time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So our next question from Resham Jain from DSP Investment Managers. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. So just one more question on our new soda ash plant. Any update in terms of the progress on the land part and the project? When are we going to start that?
Yes, Resamji, there is some improvement or some progress has happened in the last quarter, where what we have done is now we have applied to the government and we got some approval on the land which we have identified. We have got NOC from the government, and now that those lands are in the process of getting registered in our name. So that's one exercise. We have applied to the government for the land, which is government land. We have applied for acquiring that land also. That process is also on. On the other side, we have applied and we got a tour from the Ministry of Environment. We got an approval on the tour. We have also applied to the various approving authorities on various licenses, and like we have to apply to the Forest Department, we have to apply to the GMDC, all those things. A lot of application has been made and good progress is happening on the approval side. And I can say that yes, progress has happened, and hopefully things will come under control. And one more thing I just want to add here is, we are also, like I have been telling always, we are looking at how to go in a modular form so that large capital is not committed in the initial year and we gradually make an investment. So that is also, that exercise is also happening. Also the technological selection or the technological partner selection, that process is also very seriously being done. So good progress is there on that side.
So, sir, FY23, our original plan was actually to start somewhere in FY22 in terms of actually spending on that project. So that will start in FY23 now?
Yes, expenditure will definitely start after a year, but the significant portion of that investment will happen only after, because the project completion is approximately around 2.5 years, roughly 2 to 2.5 years. So the moment we get all this control on the land and the approval and everything, and by the time we will do the preparatory work of the technological partner selections and the detail engineering and all those things will get completed. After that, it will take 2 years. Initially, some advances and other things will be required, and later part, it will be more capex will be required. Like I have always been giving the guidance, we will never cross our risk appetite from 1:1 debt equity ratio, and within that, we will, or maybe lower than that, we'll try to manage our debt equity ratio.
Okay. So no major capacity is coming in for the next 2 years now, other than the 50,000 ton debottlenecking capacity which is going on. You may get that capacity by the end of this year. So we'll be constrained in terms of volume maybe in 23 and 24. The new will be available to us in 25.
First of all, foremost, Rishamji, we are expanding our sodium bicarbonate production, and that will get completed next year, and that will have an advantage. We are going for around more than 100,000 tons of the extra production of the sodium bicarbonate. That will increase our revenue, number one. Second, as you rightly said, some volume growth will be there because of the debottlenecking. And overall, yes, top line will increase, but that top line will not increase because of the quantity. That will increase beyond these 2 points, will increase because of the overall per ton realization will improve. The overall significant improvement will happen in the top line, but driven by more on the pricing side.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question from Mr. Rishit Shah from Dunkey Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello, sir. Good evening. So the question is actually regarding sodium bicarbonate. So we have been kind of reading about the application of DSI system in the FGD, so which is kind of more so already applied in few of the plants of NTPC, actually one of the location. So can you just explain the opportunity there, all the kinds of plants that are currently using this technology? If you can just elaborate the same.
No, this is, I have been mentioning this point that there is a new opportunity which will be coming of uses of the sodium bicarbonate in the flue gas treatment. Globally, it is being used. However, in India, not yet started. NTPC was planning to start, but because of the COVID, there was some delay in that. Now they are in the process of finalizing that plan. Once that happens, and we got some market research done sometime back, 3 or 4 years back, and we found that there is a huge opportunity of the sodium bicarbonate because of this usage. The way the environment priorities globally is happening and across India is also happening, this can create a kind of a good opportunity for the sodium bicarbonate to use for the flue gas.
Okay, got it, sir. That was the only question. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question from Mr. Hiten Boricha from Joindre Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my most of the questions have been answered. I have only one question left. That is on the textile segment. So you mentioned the cotton prices are going up in last 15 days, and in parallel, the demand is also going up. But as you mentioned, margins will go down in Q3 and Q4 in this segment. So as prices as well as demand is going up, so are we not going to able to pass the prices to the end customer? Why will the margins will go down if prices and demand both are going up?
So very valid question, Hitenji. You see, basically what has happened is that the cotton prices has been going up in last, I would say, 6 to 8 months. Mm-hmm. But some of the mill, like us, we had old inventory, and we have been able to get that benefit of that pricing already in our selling price. Mm-hmm. Now the cotton prices are going up. That inventory for us is to a great extent has been consumed. So now we, our raw material prices will go, whereas the, benefit of or the price increase has already been factored into the in our this quarter realization. Second, overall, there is going to be definitely a, for the home textile, or particularly for the garment sector also, the buyer will not be able to take the load of the entire increase, and therefore some, and like I said, this kind of a margin is not sustainable margin for the textile business in any case for a longer period of time. So I'm always saying that the margin will be good, but margin will not be at the same level what you have achieved in the second quarter. That's the only thing I'm saying. But margin will be healthy.
Right, sir, right, sir. So you mean, sir, if cotton prices go further up in Q3 or Q4, is it possible we can further pass this price to the end customer, as or do we have any cap there, sir?
No, there is no cap on. But you see, ultimately, it's a commodity market. And in that commodity market, how much the customer will observe so that any demand will remain, that has to be seen. And based on the competition, how the competition is doing and how the price is getting absorbed by the customer, this price mechanism will happen. Maybe you may be right that the prices of the yarn can further go up from here. We don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you based on my experience, some margin pressure or some margin drop will definitely should happen. But I don't know how the scenario will pan out.
Okay, okay, sir. That was helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. So the next question from Mr. Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, dhanyavaad, sir. Sir, we have also spoken about the NCD issuance of 150 crores. So if you could dwell more into it, sir, what is the end use of the same, sir, and what kind of interest, percentage are we expecting, coupon rate for the same?
See, we have taken an enabling provision from the board. And what we are looking at is that an opportunity, because you know that our rating has been improved. Now we are entitled for, we have a rating now AA-. So now we are entitled for the, for NCD. Now keeping this as an opportunity, because you know the interest rates are also on the rising side. So we are evaluating this at the right time, we will be placing that. And this will be used for the funding of the CAPEX, mainly.
Sir, Raman sir, what is currently our cost of fund, both on long-term and the short-term, and what have been the reduction? And then I have a question about the cash flow part on direct tax pay.
Yeah. See, our long-term cost of borrowing is approximately around 8-8.5%, but the new loans which we are getting are in the vicinity of around 6.5%. But those are linked to MCLR. If there is an increase by the RBI, then they will also get increased. But we are, you know, getting current loans at 6.5%. And our short term, approximately my cost, all told cost will be around 5.5% as of now, currently.
And sir, we have also seen one investment and in the inventory part in the current asset of 42 crores.
On the 30th of September, there was some money which was there. So we had to make some loan repayment in the subsequent week. So we have parked that money on a short-term basis in the fund, in the mutual fund.
Okay, so there will be a reduction in the overall debt in the next third quarter.
So
in
because of that,
percent.
You know, that repayment.
Yeah. Sir, on the direct tax part, ma'am, just I'll conclude, ma'am. Please give me the, I'll conclude, ma'am. On the direct tax paid, we have made a payment of 50 crore rupees in the cash flow. So, as per the our advanced tax understanding, this is 45% of the total tax that is to be paid annually. In that case, are we looking for the next two quarters being lower than what the first half is? Because if I do the back calculation, this is what the 18% we have paid on a profit of say around 550 crore for the full year. I was just trying to work out of the rationale of 50 crore rupees as direct tax being paid. This is 45% of the total tax to be paid.
This was paid based on the projections which we had made at the beginning of the year, which were revised after the first quarter. Now, you know, as we said, there has been changes and there is such a volatile market. There have been changes both in soda ash pricing as well as in the textile. So, you know, the balance figure, you know, based on that, the revision will make the payment on 15th of December. So, this is, as you're right, this is, you know, the numbers will be much higher than what have been projected here.
Thank you, sir. And so the next question from Mr. Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, could you just give us the number for CAPEX for our effort 22 and 23 and same for the, I mean, what debt level we could expect for effort 22 or 23?
See, for so far as 21-22 is concerned, our capital outlay will be something around 400. Next year 22-23, as of now, you know, whatever capex we have you know, considered as of now, it will be in the vicinity of around 200 crore rupees, which has been frozen. So this does not take into account the allocation on account of our greenfield or any product basket expansion or the backward integration projects, which numbers will come, you know, once we close those opportunities. But based on the confirmed projects, whatever we are undertaken, the number will be in the vicinity of around 200 crore.
200 crore for FY22
will be approximately 400 to 425 crore.
Okay. And what sort of debt level we should be expecting?
See, at the beginning of the year we had a debt of around closer to around 775 crore. So we will be more or less in the same range. So whatever capex we are doing, we should be able to finance through the internal accrual. So that is where we are as of now.
Okay. Okay, so major debt reduction is expecting.
Yes.
Okay. That's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. Now I hand over the floor to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for participating in our call. And as we have been saying always, we are doing our best to make sure that we create a value for all our stakeholders, and our endeavor towards that will continue. Thank you for participating.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, with this, we conclude our conference call for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dur Sabha's conference call service. You may all disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good evening, everyone.